Hello again, world. Welcome to another Yard Info podcast. It's Thursday, August 19, 2010, and we have some exciting topics today. Head of National Health Fund suspended.
Again.
Rastaman forced to shave his head.
What?
Paul Angelo, I told you.
Who's the head case, Warmington or Christie?
He's a mental case. I think he's a mental case.
And Butch Stewart gives tourism minister a headache.
Why?
How much for sub up is that, Stewart? But let's go.
Also in the podcast, dead men tell no tales, but in Jamaica, they can still collect a pension.
That's right.
Yeah, I said to me.
And Olin Boss, indicted in the U.S.
Whoa. My goodness gracious. But thank you, Ramin.
My headline are dead still, you know.
Which one is your headline?
The headline are dead still. Rastaman under there?
Yeah, man.
Oh, it was there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. No problem.
Then are you just a bonfire for me, sir?
A bonfire for you, yes, straight.
Aye. Christopher Johnny Daly, burning fire for Andrew Hewitt.
Yes,
on
man.
On the Yard Info podcast. And thank you for joining us again, Ramin.
Hi, Ramin.
Thank you.
Let me apologize. Romaine, I called you like three different names the last time.
Yeah.
It's think, Romaine, right?
I think nobody didn't notice, Johnny.
We don't expect better from
you. Yeah, nobody exactly. Said Rosemary.
And Rosie.
And Rose.
Oh, God. What was the first story we had there? NHF head. After we spoke last week about the student loan bureau, the head of the student loan bureau being removed for...
infringement.
Yes. Let's call it infringement.
Yes.
Now we have the NHF head being suspended.
Are we going after heads?
Apparently. Apparently the ministers...
Are we going after heads?
Apparently the ministers need heads.
Is that the mood?
I don't
know. There's a lot of head going on.
Got that head going on.
Yes. But Johnny, I actually think this one is absolute rubbish,
do
you know?
Why do you think so, Andrew?
Listen, some of the allegations against the SLB head were egregious, to say the least. I can understand if...
In other words, them did really bad.
Them did bad,
for those
bad,
people
bad.
Don't know what egregious means. Mr. Leffy, I'm booking them for them. It was really bad.
Johnny is my Jamaican dictionary, people. Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, the NHF head has been... suspended because it's alleged that, well, not alleged, he actually admitted to having used the credit cards that were designated to the organization, advanced some funds, $380,000, of which $278,000
was
repaid, and he was making payments on a regular basis, and he even committed to just pay off the balance by last week Friday,
right? But he was using it, Andrew, for personal business,
and I will acknowledge that what he did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of the things that we have to look at is his running of the organization. Was he running the organization properly?
Yes.
And to the point where we can say, all right, listen, you make a mistake here. We give a slap on the wrist for this, but you're doing a good job. And not everybody who do something wrong, we're going to fire them, you know.
Right.
And then in addition, it's as if the minister just want to get involved. You know the Me Too syndrome?
Yeah, Me Too.
Eggs up.
Yeah, you know what concerns me?
It's hardly fire somebody, we want to fire somebody too.
Yeah, you know what's up? I hear what you're saying, Andrew. Not that I disagree. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm going to be adding to the discussion by saying that you also, and I heard somebody saying that a lot of people who may be interested in joining the public service, for instance, being employed in these head positions, you may just turn them off when you start to niggle in small matters like that.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, if the man did not pay back the money, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, a Jamaican man will say, yo, he didn't pay back the money.
Right.
Was he trying to pay
principle?
Back the money?
What about the principle?
The principle of not using, what, public funds?
Right.
Well, I have acknowledged, and I think we all acknowledge that what he did was wrong.
Yes.
But was it worthy of this kind of a public announcement about him? Was he even, what was it? Was it deserving of a suspension?
At the end of the day, he had what, $90,000 to pay back?
$90,000,
which he wrote off with one check.
Exactly.
I heard, right.
I mean, so you could have met with the man and said, listen, This is unacceptable and it's inappropriate. Let us have you clear off this right now and we move on.
And we're not talking about $3 million.
Yeah.
We're talking about $380,000.
I mean, after all, Bruce made mistakes too.
Yeah, I mean,
and he admitted.
And everybody hold on. Not just Bruce.
Yeah.
But they all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And when they make mistakes.
On a very regular basis.
When they make mistakes, we're not talking about $300,000.
That is right.
We're talking about $30 million.
Millions of dollars.
Good. Yeah.
Look here.
It's rubbish.
I recall a recent debate I had with somebody.
Romaine is speaking.
Why are you looking at me?
I should push up my mouth.
Regarding the same discussion we're having now.
Which is?
The size of the crime should not matter. You're going after the big, you go after the medium, you go after the
Romaine. Romaine. Am I hearing a woman say,
size doesn't matter? No, Romaine, please, don't get me wrong, you know. I am not saying that he didn't do something wrong and perhaps he shouldn't be punished in some way. Mm-hmm. But we also agreed that the punishment should fit the crime, didn't we?
He might get to work again. Love him. He's good. A small matters. Might get an extra. No worry yourself.
What's up, Mr. Man to Eggs Up?
Mr. Man to Eggs Up.
Yeah.
Are you saying Mr. Spencer is
I never call nobody name, you know. I don't say Mr. Man to Eggs Up, you know.
I'm just saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Look here.
But I mean, come on.
If not get fired, but the lady forget fired. That's what you're saying, Andrew.
No, man, she forget
she
fired.
She fired and
lock
you
up.
Know she's suing.
Goes back to the discussion about the size of the infringement.
All right. You see that
you know
argument?
She's suing.
No, her legal team, which comprises Mr. KD Knight, has said they're looking at their options. When she bet me say at the end of the day she has nothing to go to court with.
Me don't know about that.
Me
don't know about that
though.
Because she was fired without knowledge. Then there's fire in public.
I have said that they should have given her a chance to make her case. But you know, personally,
as it unfolds,
you know, I said I wanted it, but bother me.
Let us follow it.
Yes, and of course, the Yard Info will be following up.
Me know,
as always.
Kind of fast like that.
Yep.
Hey, listen. Before we move on to the next story, which me know Johnny will want to talk about, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out to some of the listeners to the podcast in various countries all
sure,
over.
Sure, no problem. Let's go
now,
right ahead.
We know we have our listeners in the US and Canada and the UK.
Yeah, mama, USA linky-linky.
Right?
Canada family.
But, I mean, we have been seeing some downloads from some other places in the world.
Which part?
Hey, even in the US.
You can pronounce it.
Some place in the US.
You can pronounce the name then.
Yeah, I gotta try. Nantucket.
Nanway?
Kansas.
Nantucket?
No, Jamaicans, they are Kansas.
Jamaicans are everywhere.
Yeah. I'm not talking
about Nantucket. Sound like one of the apple place then. Some apple pick down.
Well, no, listen to this. Wyoming.
Yes, man.
And you say Kansas and Wyoming, I'm not talking about like once in a blue moon. Every single week.
From Kansas?
Several downloads every week, you know.
Good
Kansas,
stuff.
Kansas, Wyoming.
Kansas.
You know, we also had downloads in El Salvador in Central America. Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
France. Russia.
Aloha.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Belgium.
Yeah.
Now we already gave a shout out to Japan and China a couple of weeks ago, but we'll give them a shout out again. But you know, one of the things that got me really excited was you remember during the World Cup we had a download from Port Elizabeth in South Africa.
In South Africa, yes.
And we had two downloads from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Really?
About a week or two ago.
That's a ticket.
And finally now we have been downloaded on every single continent in the world where people live permanently.
Kudos!
Because we've had downloads from Porto Alegre in Brazil.
Yard Info.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And just one other one. All in Waragwan.
Mm-hmm.
Tel Aviv, Israel.
I'm cool, man. Israel have a place.
Yard Info to the world.
Israel have a place. Because it's all over place, Israel.
Listen to me. For some of the people in some of these parts of the world, I mean, especially in Kansas and Wyoming and Nantucket, when you call, when you email, we want to know who these people are. Yeah?
How do they get in touch
yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voicemail, 206-333-1769. Let us know who you are and what you think about the show. We're moving on to the next topic.
Rastaman
vibration, yeah.
Positive. Well, this is no longer Rastaman vibration. It's a ballad vibration.
Ballad man vibration, yeah.
Positive.
What? Hit the note. Jesus, I rubbed it up a little fire with you.
A devout Rastafarian is facing medical and emotional challenges because he was forced to cut his locks following what he described as a terrible night in a police jail.
Terrible.
Now, Devon Malcolm is he's a part of the co-op at Half Moon Bay Fisherman's Cooperative. That's actually over by Helsha.
That means he's a part of a group of actual fishermen.
Yes.
Okay.
Who fish.
For fish. Good.
Right. And, the police swooped down on them recently.
In Hellshire.
Yeah. Alleging that they were collecting from people who were visiting the beach and saying that they should not collect. In their defense, they are saying that they own the 10 acres of property. So they have all rights to collect. But they were arrested. Five of them, I think. Three made bail, two did not. One of the two was the Rastaman.
I think them keep up on the Rastaman.
No, they never keep up. By his own admission, the police did not treat him bad.
Yeah, but I think them keep up. The system.
The system.
The system. I can't call it what I want to call it.
Call it, man.
The system. You understand?
Call it clean.
Now. All you for dealing with, all you for have people asleep on cold concrete, and the people in prison.
And if it's trying to do it, tell us a prison life,
no
sweet.
No, if not, if the man said, even a piece of cardboard, Benjamin. If it's a supply prison, it's not supposed to be comfortable.
I don't say anything in the constabulary.
A prison, it's not supposed to be comfortable.
And if it's right, tell us a prison life, no sweet.
Well, Romeo, you've got a fine prison yet.
Welcome Johnny, to Jamrock.
The man have a mattress, bed,
Johnny, tell us about it. You sound like you've been to a foreign prison.
Look for people.
No. Tell them I'm going to find business.
Half of your life gone. I need an experience.
I will do it this half. Is
I'm
right.
Telling you. No, our prison, Angel. Uh-huh. I've heard horror stories about Jamaican prison situations. Uh-huh. And I really think, you know,
which means
may say the man they put in a cell where you can't even lie down in there.
Which means they're supposed to afraid for God prison.
I saw it
for God.
No, but hold on. Yeah. The Rastaman, the fisherman, wasn't doing anything wrong for that prison. The man said, in the pan, Finland, I sell fish.
But this is his case. We don't know yet until it got caught. The fact of the matter is the police had enough to arrest him. They did so. And him catch something when he in at the prison. The police never have nothing to do with that.
The prisoner nasty and put up on the floor and thing. The man catch thinking I'm a wingworm. Probably a wingworm.
Some kind of
case of wingworm.
And for 24 years, man of him locks.
The man have cut off him locks and put it in a bag and keep it. Now I look panicked. That's not right, Virgin. I mean, at least me, you have the right to exercise my right to cut it freely and keep it in a bag if me.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, this is the ox, you know. You want to hear a ox, you never have to cut off your ox.
No, I never did affy. That's the point I'm trying to make. I cut mine willingly.
So why you did cut yours, Jan?
Just get up and cut it. Andrew, if you never go barber, your ear wouldn't shave. So, I mean, it's logical, right? So I'm saying, but let's get up one morning, since it's my hair, I'm going to have blood veins that grow through it. But let's cut it. I'm so upset.
We're not convinced, right?
I'm so upset that the Rastaman never get the opportunity.
Yeah. So what do you think could or should be his recourse, or even if there is any recourse?
But first of all,
Rastaman,
Rastaman now just fights for theme cars now. Mm-hmm. The cars gone to bigger cars.
What is the car?
We have fight for at least cardboard going to prison on the floor. And that may I tell you, and a fight that may I fight. At least cardboard.
So after all is said and done. Cardboard must at least like prison.
At least cardboard, Bridget. Like, tell her that.
No more wingworm.
No more wingworm on prison floor. That must say. Force the Rastaman to cut off him locks.
Rastafari.
You guys heard the story the other day with Warmington and Christy? You need to hear this.
Nonsense. There are many investigations they have lost or claims to have lost and solid people corrupt. And then there is no evidence to back it up when it's completed this investigation. He's welcome to conduct any investigation or what. What I'm saying is what I've seen on TV is total rubbish. I think that's overzealous and just go off on his own. That is a mental case. What he has is total rubbish. And it's a mental case. The Commodore type of rubbish has been in his writing.
It don't say that. No, it don't say that.
Who really had a mental case?
No, what? Wait. Who said about my brethren, Doug Christie?
No, that was Mr. Everal Warmington, MP of Southwest St. Catherine.
Somebody didn't.
In reference to Doug Christie, because he has started an investigation.
Doug Christie, the big man?
The big man himself.
What did all the investigation run here?
You know, I'm left to wonder who is really the mental case.
Who be ready
to
vote for as Prime Minister
as
in
Prime
that
Minister
country?
Any DM choose to run.
Any DM I can run, Mary. Well, are for real? Mr. What name? Warmington?
Warmington.
Oh, boy.
So Warmington, right. Just a warm-up.
So,
it sounded rather hot, actually.
So the OCG started an investigation.
Yes.
The investigation actually started from February of 2009. That was a preliminary investigation.
Right.
Into the award of certain contracts in the St. Parish. The St. Catherine.
And
the
Trinidad Pan TV.
The school, man.
Trinidad Pan Big Camera. The man get nervous.
Yeah, so it was sometime. Yeah. The St. Catherine Parish Council. We're talking about almost half, 65 million out of 135 million.
To one company.
Going to one company. Half of the contracts.
No, talk up the things, I mean.
And the company is one previously owned by Mr. Warmington.
Talk up the things, then.
He resigned as director.
Yeah.
In 2007. But there are allegations made by a witness who the contractor general have on record as well as on tape.
Mm-hmm.
That he was still in charge of the company. Even
when the contract them sign up.
Yeah.
But you know what part of it irked me, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that.
What part of it irked you?
Let me what part of it irked me.
It irked you or it irked you?
It irked me. You have the word there, irk. Irk. Yeah, I have the word there.
To irk.
To irk.
Good. You know me just wondering if I irk or I irked it irked you.
Irked me. Because the contracts are not only given to one company.
Right.
But they were also given over on one day.
One day?
Almost 10 and inside delivery rate over them contracts. One day, so much contract. Eh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Romy and Target 2, that no sounds strange to
I
you.
I didn't know it was one
something
day.
Something no sort of getting at something there,
fishy,
so. Something fishy.
So we need to forget the Rastaman fisherman to come start this out.
No, the Rastaman story. Rastaman story done
hey,
right now.
You see them 10 contracts you're talking about on one day? We're talking about contracts valued at $20 million.
One day.
And you know what? All right. There are suggestions that it was splintered.
What do you mean?
All of the contracts given on one day, eight of them are for works to be done in Sydenham.
Yeah.
Now, we must remind our viewers that we tape at Vigilante Studios in Kingston, Jamaica. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, me sign up for some contracts to do some work at Vigilante.
Yeah.
One contract to fix the front door.
One next contract.
One contract to come fix the mic then.
Yeah.
A next contract to fix the furniture.
Yeah.
And some contract for the carpet, the carpeting. And
so I'm the rest of the place.
No, but hold on. A fool you take me for? If me and the contractor general are somebody in charge of administering the nation's fund, is a fool you take me for? This is one work to come refurbish the place.
That's correct.
And you come break it down
splint
like it's
tight
a
up like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are the allegations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I mean, come on. If you have all these works to be done at one place and they are broken, at the time, you know, the minimum was $4 million for a contract to be reviewed and accepted by NCC.
Yeah.
So it is thought that the idea, NCC being a National Contracts Commission, so it's thought that
the
impression, the aim
mm-hmm.
was to try to get past this. If your contracts fall under $4 million, you don't have to be approved by NCC, so you don't have that scrutiny.
Right.
So if me bring to some little couple hundred thousand,
smaller then me can always catch you and shoot me around who more and give it to.
Exactly.
Just show them bright and face. No. So where's Mr. Warmington? I mean, another Edman.
I don't know, but him seem like it. Seem like it's a mental case.
It's a mental case. His tirade a while ago.
Yeah.
I, in fact, we need to tell the listeners as well that he did in fact apologize to Mr. Christie.
He did
for
he did.
His
and Mr.
Very
Christie graciously accepted that apology.
He's a gracious man.
Yes.
Broad stick, Mr. Christie. You know what I liked about his statement, though? He said he needed to remind Mr. Warmington that he was only doing the job that his own colleagues in Parliament had in fact set out for him to do.
Nice.
So, you know, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
tongue in cheek
yeah,
on him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, say, Mr. Warmington, I don't know, me are the head case.
Yeah.
And you are the head case.
But I mean, no, this is serious though, man. And this follows on allegations against Joseph Hibbert, if you remember.
Right.
That he had, I mean, there were bribes paid to him by Johnson and maybe from the UK, a company that actually confessed to bribing officials in different countries. Yeah, they were convicted in the UK because they confessed.
Oh, I'm Mr. Warmington, they mixed up with them.
It was Hibbert.
Oh, Hibbert?
Right.
No, let me get number of
no, no, you're not getting
number of problems. I'm a big liar. I hope you can't call Katie tonight for me.
Let me just correct you. So don't worry yourself.
Thank you. You understand?
And again, these are but allegations. But listen, let's say Mr. Warmington didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Let's say when he resigned from the board and put him brother and him sister on the board as directors. Nothing is wrong with that.
Where is it?
Let's just say that all these contracts are legal and within the law. You're in the St. Catherine Parish Council.
Right.
Don't you think that you would want to avoid any conflict of interest or any appearance of conflict of interest by not taking any contracts in the St. Catherine Parish Council?
Not in Jamaica.
Well, I tell you what is very important. Just today, Yard Info received another press release from the Contractor General to say that they have expanded the investigation to not just look at the contracts for the St. Catherine Parish Council, but those done under the National Works Agency, as well as, I think it was the Ministry of Works.
So, yes, Mr. Christie, I tell him thank you and for the apology, but he might make sure same.
But there's more to come, because they've received up to $70 million worth of contracts
from those
entities.
Mr. Warmington, make a warm-up.
He's coming for you.
He make a warm-up.
So, I mean, for all of those, you know, we talk about it a couple of times before. Now, for all of those who think that the law is only for one set of people, only for the Rasta man or the poor man or the small man, and
it's coming.
Coming for you.
Every book it got well.
Yeah, just this week or last week, the customs closed down Kia Motors. It's Key Motors.
Yeah, those are Kia, because you might confuse people.
Mm-hmm.
It's Key Motors.
Key Motors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? What them lock them down for?
What do you mean lock them down for? Them sell car, but they never pay the taxes for.
All right.
Simple.
So, yeah.
And I'm monkey money neither.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's another big individual.
Probably monkey money for me, I'm monkey money for you. But I'm monkey money for you.
Good. There you go.
But that place there, Key Motors, I have to just make a, you know, because since I still own it, I think. I haven't sold it yet.
You're not even sure?
I still own it, yeah, because when I drive it, I know. But a Hyundai.
Yeah?
Yeah, a Hyundai.
So them never come see your car?
No! You're mad! Especially since my one come from 1989.
Oh, a long time.
No, but you mess it, Andrew. I could never get parts of that place. No, me never know what kind of shop them around.
So that them lock them down for.
They say, I could never get parts of that place. Yeah. Like, say, every time you go, them say 2 weeks, I better come from WAF.
But is it fair to seize those vehicles, though?
Oh, you mean?
I
think about it.
It's not fair to the owners.
Him tell you a price, you pay the price.
And you pay your money.
Up and up, and you go about your business. Is it fair for them to take back your car?
Yes, because the car has not been registered in the system of the customs. So they have to seize the vehicle.
And the relevant duties have not been paid.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm paying duties as a part of the cost.
Then you're going to the person you buy the car from.
Ramin, let me tell you something. If you buy a car, you know, we have a thriving industry where you can get your car from the classified ads.
Yeah.
Yeah? You buy a car, you find out it's stolen, and this is something that happened to a very good friend of mine. You know what she did?
Oh.
She took it to the police station, handed over the keys, gave whatever statement she needed to give.
Due process.
Listen to
what
me.
Is this
no, aside thing? From due process, the fact of the matter is if some sort of criminality is behind it, you don't necessarily have a right to that vehicle. Now, it's not the exact same thing. In her case, the only way she could get back her money is to probably sue the person who stole it.
Which is what is going to reach him.
You understand?
No.
In his case, the truth of the matter is they aren't stolen vehicles, but there were monies, as Johnny said, that were not paid. And the fact of the matter is, you have this car right now, customs, I think it's within their right to come down on you and say, listen, you need to pay over some more money because you didn't pay all the money that you should have paid on this vehicle. It's rough, you know.
You can't imagine. No,
but I don't think they're wrong.
Mommy, you know what's that true, you talk. You can't imagine me buy my nice
Tux. A Hyundai.
My Tucson. And it park out of my yard. And it just pay for it every day. I go to the only bank. I'm not supposed to own nobody else.
You're proud of yourself.
Proud of myself. When I look outside, I say, two looking man with a little record. I say, yo, what a boy. I'm drawing my gun. I run go out there, we go out there, my brother look at me and say, yo, watch yourself, you know, we're not on a regular boy in the bank, we come from a customs where you come from, you know. So he knows if you're doing it on a gunshot, yeah.
It's rough.
Rough. Hey, Mr. Patton, give me my money. That right now. So what I don't know, Andrew, I hear that because the figure that they said owed for the cars was $45 million.
Yeah, somewhere in the region of $45 million.
But that's such a figure that is owed.
Because, you know, how much them say he might have to pay.
No, man, in taxes. Kamima said that's a figure, you know, that is owed in terms of the number of cars sold. But then you have a tax for the time that has elapsed.
What, yeah?
Yeah, man, you know what you that no. Thing, like said, if you add the tax, about $100 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And $45 million there. But me and the money can't afford it still. Me and the money enough.
You must have smile enough.
Well, listen up.
Me and the money enough. Listen. The money enough. So they're not even enough. To the world. To the world.
Hey, listen up. The law is for the rich and the poor. For the big man and the small man.
When they're ready to exercise it, Andrew.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is true. You're right about that.
Yeah, when they're ready to exercise it.
Oh, boy. And when Mr. Stewart ready, him now ease up on the tourist minister.
Yo, see me?
Butch Stewart went off on our tourism minister, Edmund Bartlett, just last week. Complaining that all Mr. Bartlett is doing is yap. Listen, before me even get into that, do you know?
Yep.
It is important to note that just March 18th of 2010, Mr. Stewart was made chairman of Guanman JTI, formerly known as Jampro. Yeah, so the man who would have made chairman of Jampro just 3-4 months ago
started to yap.
Turn around now.
Yep.
Huh?
Prime Minister.
Now, before even March of this year.
Yeah.
This is the quote.
Let me tell you what.
No, hold on. Let me give you the quote first, man.
I want to give you the chance to talk about things.
So let me give you the quote.
Yep.
Good work, Butch Stewart tells Bartlett.
Good work.
April 29, 2009.
Give me the timeline.
Yeah. This is last year, just a year ago.
Good work.
Great work, Mr. Bartlett, because he went to England and spoke out in opposition of the APD.
Good.
Right, this is a departure tax that they did impose on us.
So it is in effect.
He went up November last year,
right.
And they're going to go up again November this year.
So again.
Mr. Bartlett went there and... to no avail.
Right.
Yeah, and he's telling him good work then.
Yes.
But now when he's yapping here now.
Yap. About how much tourists coming in the country.
Into the country. Tourist arrivals are up. Tourist arrivals are up.
You know what I got from Butch Stewart's tirade?
Go ahead.
You know what I got from it?
Mm-hmm.
I got this from it. Hello, you're affecting my money. You're affecting my money.
Because he said with all the arrivals, Sanders not making any money. He said it, enough.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And he said the tax break, apparently, that is given towards hoteliers, especially the one for when they're billing.
Mm-hmm.
He said the tax break ongo work for those new hotels, right, the ones that are being built for the new people. Even said the old hotel is no benefit.
This was a part of his contention because they were supposed to provide some waivers to hotels to do refurbishing.
Right.
And within a week, 2 weeks of saying, hey, listen, we are going to give these people some waivers.
Right.
Guess
so
what?
The real yapper here
said, no more waiver, now go on again.
So the real yapper here is Butch, right? Because here up now. We're talking about the same Butch Stewart who owned and operated the national airline for years, right?
I would say the two of them are yappers. The national airline that we sold?
Yeah, same one. That Mr. Stewart didn't have my name. Shuffle literally.
People to his hotel.
Straight. We're not talking about shuckling in and then leave them to make their own decision as to where they're sleeping.
We're talking about
tell them, say, look here.
Come to Sanders and
I can
feel
give
all
right. 40%. Who would not go?
Mm-hmm.
If we are in a magazine, I get a 40% discount.
Just for take that plane.
I am not going straight to our hotel to sleep. Eh?
The two of them. Because I have been concerned about this talk about visitor arrivals.
And if I send them come down, me them are spending now.
Exactly. And every month you're telling us, you know, with all what happened in Tivoli, you know, they say there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. With all
and
of
that,
yeah, and there's your pin. Because you can always quote some statistics and it doesn't necessarily mean that things are exactly.
Don't tell a story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they told them a bunch of yappers.
Mr. Stewart, I watch your face. Your man in there. So you're not in the level. Mr. Stewart, the boss. Remember so telling
well
you that.
Bossy. Listen,
yeah, man. Carry a tie on his neck. Big him carry a tie. Choke him.
At the end of the day, the two of them met just yesterday at Devon House. And
had coffee.
Had coffee apparently and ice cream.
Mad.
They decided that they agreed upon an advisory committee that would assist the tourism minister in yapping.
And the big man, Mr. Stewart. maybe you know what? Maybe Mr. Bartlett was a yapping. The thing that Mr. Stewart liked for here.
That's so it. So the problem is not the yapping.
It's the information.
It's what's being yapped.
Yeah. So in other words, yap what I want you to yap.
Exactly.
Yap,
and
yap.
Everything will be fine.
Good, all right. Yap ATL, yap.
Well, listen, dead men can't yap, you know.
Dead men can't yap.
Then can't tell no tale and then can't yap.
That I know.
They can't get pension, though.
especially
only,
in Jamaica.
Only in Jamaica.
No, that's not true.
Only in Jamaica.
Happens in the great U.S. of A.
Yeah.
Until they catch them. So when it happens here, so come and know some people right now that collect pension.
No, we have a public sector transformation unit.
Okay.
That... You know, they have looked at the public
that's
sector.
That's like a lot of work.
Whole heap of words.
Public sector transformation unit.
More yapping.
Yeah. Let's hope not.
Well, you know, they've come up with they've devised a plan.
To fire people?
Well, that's what it boils down to.
Okay.
You know, how
to... Because when me a transformation, I mean, what the people get fired.
You're going to rationalize the services in the public sector, where you have two or three entities that are basically doing the same thing, or have overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
You merge them.
But that's if it happens in a country like Jamaica, people are still look work. And you have to get a constituency somewhere. For real.
So we have people that do the same work at two different entities.
Yeah, you have a company where there's a new company, man, just get work. Aye. Call it a check at the end of the week. Security.
Can't work.
Well, part
not
of the problem...
The people who are actually working can't get their money.
Part of the problem they actually found was that of the 113,000 public sector employees, we have several dead people who for years, years people... are still collecting a pension.
Bop, smart people.
Mr. Shaw
revealed
yesterday.
Mr. Shaw, collect money same way?
That there is a
public... Mr. Shaw.
There's a public sector worker who is apparently on the run right now. He's left the island.
Him too.
And they have found that there's been about $2 million worth of fraud and they suspect he's the one behind it because they still, in 2010, using a paper-based system. This person is alleged to have used that system to continue to collect on behalf of pensioners who are dead and have been dead for a while.
You know, in some circles he'll be called smart. I'm just saying.
Your circles?
You know, my circle. I'm in a criminal circle. No, I'm just saying in certain circles, you know, they call him smart, you know. 50.
Listen to me.
No, but honestly, though. All right. Have they found that woman yet from the Ministry of Finance? Because he's a monkey. If he won a monkey money compared to Fair Warren, the 17 million.
You know, I'm actually not sure what has happened with that case.
The case gone on a file 13.
No, we can't afford. We can't allow it to.
You know,
to
I think we're going to put Andrew Hewitt on that case.
Yeah, man. I'll go up on the case. Like
Andrew,
Matlock.
Go up on a case. They're like Matlock.
Yep.
Remember that show there? And McGregor. Wait, show me
Matlock.
You know who need Matlock now, though?
Oh.
Eh? You know who need Matlock now?
Who need Matlock?
David Smith.
Why? Him lying, never saw that Matlock.
Johnny, they have money at all in?
None. Zero.
Not
you know, so I'm going to lose no money from nobody.
From Cash Plus now.
No all money from, guess why?
Because you're poor and you're still poor.
Yeah! So you have no.
You know, recession.
You have to live recession. I want to the people here. How much time ago I'm going to send my car in them 20 cents, 20 cents.
Yeah, you're going on KFC drive through with some kinds of hanging home and a bag of kinds.
Where stand
that? I say, look for your way.
Where stand that? I'm going to live a Portmore so that I can put my book up in and say, Jesus Christ, I have a turn back. No money for PF2, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, God, well... as much as 23 charges against David Smith.
I'm good, man.
Yeah?
I'm good, man. You have a cell phone? You have a cell phone when you're charging? Can I go get David?
But we don't charge this. But hey, the charges are serious, though, you know. Because all right, many of us were thinking that, and Johnny, I got to tell me something, I was a group people. You know what I mean? You did that thing, Johnny? So, Olin started out this thing actually doing foreign currency trading. They run into problems because they started taking on too much money and they were also trying to do too much.
You see, at that time. That's how I mean, love my life, you know. My life very simple. You see, when you go a while ago with the money and trade and something there. Trust me, me not get them confusion there. Because from a man start talking to me, me not understand. Me say, all right, is that right? Me keep my little 20,000. Put that in my mattress, hey, me quote.
Somebody made a very excellent quote, you know, I think a year and a half ago, as I heard somebody say, if you don't know how money is being made, or if you don't understand it, maybe money is not being made. Wow. You understand?
That's profound.
Listen.
But there's something else. If it looks too good to be true,
it usually
is. It probably is.
The allegations are that Mr. Smith wasn't doing any foreign currency trading at all from day one.
So when did I do that?
From day one, it was a scheme, a Ponzi scheme, to collect money from people, them say, under artifice.
So you just say, this a go on, we can give back 10% or whatever percentage.
And when you come and give me your money, and a new person comes.
You go in a pool.
Yeah, me take the new person money and give you.
Give me the old person. And then me feel secure and assured that it's just a go.
That is right. That's in like the meantime, he was buying property in Florida.
Yeah.
He was buying property in Turks and Caicos is where he lived.
Yeah.
Understand?
I hear him have more charges there than the charges that laid out against him in the US.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
You mean me actually hear something what you never hear?
No, I never hear about that.
Wow,
for real. The sky is falling.
Yep, another milestone on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm telling you, people.
One of the things that they're saying also in the allegations is that him have some precious stones, diamonds, etc., jewelry, and precious metals.
You mean the boy used to go to church and the church boy and family?
You know, when people buy precious metals
and a little bit of money
and stones, and aside from that, you know what the purpose is. Whereas cash is usually, you can trace it.
I know these things.
When you have precious metal and your money in a rubies and diamonds, it's harder to trace. And it's usually a better investment, especially when you see like the same recession. You're in the industry, so you can see the signs of a recession coming on. They always tell you invest your money in like gold or something like that. So when you see him invest your money in that, I true him know, sir.
Something I got. You can't trace the money if it's not banking. You know? I can tell like a bank teller say, hey girl, you have the money in here. I'm more about my money and chase her. But you say, you know, you have the money like. Your money in the room is on diamonds. You can't stop and chase them, because they're not answering your back. Look.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, big up to David Smith. And I say, big him up. No, big him up. Big up David Smith. He said, not a problem. Defend himself in America. So then, sit down in extradition. And him said, that us. Sit down.
Yep. So. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to be a part of the legal team. I'm going to get a free ticket.
Another day on the podcast.
Romaine! I didn't make any mistakes about your name today, Romaine.
Not one.
Okay, Romaine, you can remain.
I remain.
Yo! Uh-huh. Angel.
I can't go on, I know. You don't have to tell me. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.